That's awesome.
Who did this, you flower son of bitches?
I just want to give you a big hug.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Best part of the week, Bugs and Hugs time. Call me, text me, 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Something bugging you? We can put it on the radio. Somebody you want to send a hug out to, you know, you think about Dad on Father's Day here this Sunday. By all means, love to hear from you. We take your Bugs and Hugs messages right up until 11 o'clock. Yeah, I got to get to these people who are on the line here. We've got texts coming in for Bugs and Hugs. Here's Greg says, what bugs me is how residents of Regina weren't given a chance to vote on the very expensive aquatic center. And he says, and my wife and I will probably never use it, but our property taxes are going through the roof now because of it. And we've been told parks are cutting back on grass cutting, too. We're on limited incomes, can no longer afford to live in a city where we both were born and raised. Greg says most governments in Canada seem to have gone mad and think money grows on trees. Well, that's our first bug of the day. 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Let's get on the phones here. Alyssa has been so patient hanging on. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, it's Melissa.
Oh, okay. I had Alyssa on my screen, so it's Melissa.
And that's okay.
That's okay, yeah. Melissa. So how's your day?
It's very good. I'll start with a hug and a bit of positivity and a big, huge happy Father's Day to my dad, Kelly Hansen. Mm-hmm. He's a dedicated listener and an even more dedicated father and grandfather.
Kelly Hansen sounds like a great man.
He's a great, great man.
And have you got big plans for the weekend?
He gets to share the day with my daughter, his granddaughter. It's her 11th birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great family time that's going to be.
Yeah, it'll be a great time.
Thank you for calling, Melissa.
Have a great day.
You too. 1-877-332-8255. Let's see. I think we've got a bug here from Ken. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
What's
I got a bug for
you. What's bugging you?
Well, it was announced yesterday that the city of Saskatoon wants to give up a bunch of jurisdiction over the downtown by turning it into an urban reserve. And I made a bunch of calls trying to figure out why this is an advantage to Saskatoon. And one of the things that came up was it's a backdoor way of getting a casino. What happens is that this deed is now going to be, like, it's over $1 billion. Any numbers that they're giving you is wrong. So they need revenue. And if you look all around North America, casinos fit in with convention centers and with these entertainment complexes. So that's what my prediction is. And I'll tell you, they will not have a vote for it this time because the last time we had a vote on a casino, it didn't go the way that the city council wanted it. So I think that the Mayor Block being, oh, she's really excited about this. We need a lot more explanation as to what's the advantage of Saskatoon becoming a urban reserve down with the deed, which supposedly has not been approved yet.
Well, it's still really early in this, Ken. I get your concerns and the questions that I think a lot of people will have, but, you know, it's going to council here this coming week, and all they're doing there is they're going to ask council, this is administration, saying, can we have your permission to have some discussions? It was Muskeg Lake First Nations that approached the city, so this is all very preliminary. I don't know. I don't have any insight, but I really highly doubt that they would put a casino just as a business model downtown Saskatoon. You've got all the expansion that's gone on with the casino and the Nordic Spa and the golf and everything just 20 minutes south of town. I just can't imagine they would do a casino down there, but who knows?
I don't trust them as far as I can throw them.
Good words from Ken calling in on Bugs and Hugs. What's on your mind, Saskatchewan? 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. You know, one thing that I have seen mentioned about this fact that Muskeg Lake First Nations is approaching the city to talk about a possible partnership between the First Nations and the city of Saskatoon with the Downtown Arena Entertainment District. And one comment is that the First Nations are perhaps able to access more types of government funding at the federal level than perhaps the city would. So maybe the city might potentially look at it as a way to get some of that funding. Who knows? There's going to be a lot to this yet, and we'll see how it all plays out. 1-877-2566. Harold in Regina, good morning. You're on the Evan Bray Show. Hugs or bugs, Harold?
It's a bug today. I have some close Nigerian friends, and their father was kidnapped in Nigeria over 4 weeks ago. And it seems as if our government is doing nothing. Andrew Scheer brought that up in the House of Commons. And it's terrible what's happening in other countries, too. We have worked with newcomers now for 15 years, and we have people in Syria, in Eritrea, Pakistan, India, and these radical groups are really persecuting them. And in our own country, this is what really bugs me. There's 7,000 illegals here, and they're giving them all the benefits, the kids' allowance, medical, and they should not be here. So what's wrong with our country? I'm very, very concerned. And, you know, the anti-Semitism, too, that's taking place. So for someone that's almost 90, I'm concerned, very concerned about our country. And we need to not only give lip service, our government has to take action and do something.
Harold, thank you so much for your call today. Harold in Regina with his bug. And that's what we're all about. You got a bug? You want to throw out a hug? Here's what you do. You call me or you text me. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. We're back with more. Bugs and Hugs continues on the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Your temper brings this honor to my happy Mushu palace.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
I'm feeling happy. You've gone mad.
I'm so mad at you, I don't think I'll ever talk to you again.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
We all love Fridays, don't we? And this particular part of the Evan Bray Show, Bugs and Hugs. Got a lot of negativity out there today. I'm seeing a lot of bugs. Got a hug for us? Either one. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. We head up to Prince Albert, where we find Lloyd this morning. Hey, Lloyd, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Brent. What's bugging me? When I'm in a drive-thru behind somebody and they pull up to the window to pay, he ends up taking out about 5 different cards, and none of the cards work. He has no money. He's just trying to get a sympathy meal.
You know, we all run into situations where maybe the amount in your account isn't what you thought was there, and maybe he was keeping his fingers crossed that, you know, maybe the bank will let this one slide.
That's possible.
Well, you know, you being a good citizen, you could have got out of your car, Lloyd, and walked over and said, let me buy this for you, my friend.
I was actually kind of hungry, too, though.
All right. Thanks for calling. 1-877-332-8255. Marion, thank you very much for your text. Huge hugs for our veterans. She says how sad it must be for them to see what our country has turned into with the censorship bills that this government passed in order to take our freedom away. No wonder they're having a hard time recruiting Canadian citizens. That's Marianne in Regina. Sam, off our text line. Hugs to dog walkers that scoop the poop and dispose appropriately. A bug is those dog walkers who scoop the poop, don't tie it up, and dump it in someone else's green bin to deal with. That's Sam in Regina. Eesh. I got a dog. I live in the city. I carry the bags all the time. I got bags in my car because I just never know when my dog's going to decide he needs to do his business. But you're absolutely right. If you're walking a dog, you know, scoop the poop and tie it up and throw it in garbage, not the recycling. 1-877-332-8255. Dave and Dundurn just commenting on the comments that were made by Ken, who had called in regarding what may be happening eventually downtown Saskatoon, Arena Entertainment District. Dave says, I don't think Saskatoon's allowed to have a casino. One of the provisions for Dakota Dunes was that Saskatoon close the casino that was in operation then at Prairieland Park. Pretty sure that meant no new casino either. You may be right on that, Dave, but time will tell. And, you know, what do they say? Laws like noses are meant to be broken. 1-877-332-8255. This is Howard from Leroy. Hugs to CKOM for letting a veteran tell his whole story without interruption. We try to do that, Howard. We try to do it. And thanks for that at 1-877-332-8255. There's Adam on the line. Where the heck is this here? I'm not getting this coming up. We've got a new phone screen. There we are. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to wish a shout-out of a happy Father's Day to two people, my dad, Alan Greaves, and my father-in-law, Rob. My dad, I couldn't ask for anybody better. And when I was a young child, my father-in-law actually was my neighbor, so he helped me out more times than I can count. They're both really amazing, hardworking people.
That's good to hear. Do you find yourself comparing yourself to your dad and your father-in-law, thinking, am I doing as good a job as they did?
Oh, I think if I did that, I would live a life of disappointment.
Well, I can relate, because I look at my dad and I think, man, I wish I could have been the man he was. And I look at my sons and the way they are with their children. I went, man, I wish I was as good a father as my kids were. But
mm-hmm. Well, I think if I can measure up to half, I'll be happy.
Good call. Thanks a lot, Adam. You have a good Father's Day yourself. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs. We keep this going until 11 o'clock. What do we got here? Ross says, my dad's been gone for 16 years now, and the last football game he saw was the 13th man game, so he was with me in Winnipeg in November, and we didn't lose to Montreal this time. Miss you, Dad. Happy Father's Day. That's from Ross Elder in Viscount. Thank you so much for that heartfelt message at 1-877-332-8255. Oh, we got some casino talk going here. Tim says, no new casinos in the city for 25 years. It might be getting close to the 25-year mark. That was the agreement. Oh, that's a good memory on your part, Timmy. I don't recall that, but you may very well have something there. And I would think it must be getting close to the 25 years for the casino in Saskatoon, or outside of Saskatoon, if indeed there was that limitation on it. I'd be very surprised if they went down the road of putting a casino in there. But when have we not been surprised by politicians? 1-877-332-8255. I've got Ian standing by here patiently in Saskatoon. Good morning, Ian.
Hey, I like your nose comment. That's pretty good. I've never heard that one.
I think it's one of my wife's lines, actually.
Right on. I won't comment on the Muskeg Lake Cree Nation running the program, a deed, because I'm more concerned on when and if taxpayers will actually get a chance to have input into whether we should even have this arena and this billion-dollar downtown. That has not taken place. The city's going ahead and doing all this planning. Like, I realize we voted for this council, but I don't see where the taxpayer input is. And that said, I would like to know is there not enough room at the exhibition grounds? And I think it's been a sham to say that there was a debate and a decision on where to put this when the city's been buying up property downtown and taking it off the market for what business can do in this city.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Again, we're just at the early stages of this discussion, I guess, that will happen between the city and Muskeg Lake First Nation. You know, this is a group that has got a pretty good business profile. They've got a lot of success as far as setting up urban reserves and businesses. So it will be interesting to see. Again, it goes to council in Saskatoon at the very preliminary stage of them saying, okay, administration says to council, we've been approached by Muskeg Lake Cree Nation. They want to have a discussion. And what do we do with this? And so we'll keep an eye on it. It's a story that will unfold in the coming days and weeks ahead. So maybe we need to go the Alberta model here at the provincial level. You see, in Alberta coming up in October, what have they got? There's an election coming up October 19th in Alberta. Granted, this is at the provincial level, not at the civic level, but they're putting a ballot out with 10, maybe 11 questions on it. Everything from potentially coal mining on the eastern slope of the Rockies to should Alberta go down the road to separatism. So that's the vote, isn't it? It's a vote for a vote is what they're going to be doing on the separation referendum in Alberta. So maybe that's the way you're going to see more government go, saying, okay, we're going to put it to the people. Referendums are expensive process, no matter you're at the provincial level or the civic level. But a lot of people get upset with governments and some of the decisions they make. And this is a major, major undertaking for downtown Saskatoon. Somebody asked me a while ago when I think it's going to happen. And I just said, well, I'm not a young man, but I was saying, I don't think this is going to be completed in my lifetime. It's the Evan Bray Show. We still got another half hour of Hugs and Bugs. What's on your mind? Text me, call me. Let's get some good hugs going out there for all the dads at 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. Thanks for listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Why don't you do the world a favor? Pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids. Until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
1-877-332-8255. Kurt's hanging on. Kurt, you got a hug for us?
I do. I would like to give a great big hug to Megan Tarkaruk. She is the gal who is raising awareness for leukemia and lymphoma by running across Saskatchewan, but she's doing it the most difficult way. She started at the very top of the province, and she's running all the way to the Montana border.
I saw that. I'm looking at the website, over 1,500 yes. kilometers from Stony Rapids to the border. My gosh, she started on May 25th. How's her progress?
She's doing so well. We're so proud of her. She's day 23 today, but as of yesterday, she's completed 1,078 kilometers.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where would that put her as she's left Stony Rapids? She's coming south.
Yes. So we crossed the ferry at Wingard, south yep. of Shelbrooke,
yep.
came up through Langham, and when I left her, she was nearly at Delisle, but now she's nearly at Outlook.
You can check it out, everystepisgood.ca, her website, everystepisgood.ca. Have you got time, Kurt, to tell us the story, what inspired her to do this?
Yeah, she lost her mom at age 38, and that's the age she'll turn this year herself. She's a young teacher here in the province, and she teaches a lot of young kids, and she's doing very well in her career, but she really wanted to do some of these major run events. If you don't know, Brent, we have quite the number of athletes in the province, many of them that do some extreme running events, and Megan is one of those. So she wanted to take on this project. And what a project, and she's doing it so well. Yes, there's some difficult days, and I'm sure the north was probably the most difficult. The roads are difficult. The weather was difficult. Lots of bears.
Oh, gosh.
And so she's in the south now, so maybe fewer bears, but
more traffic,
lots
though,
of
too,
farm
right?
dogs that yeah. want to come out and greet you as you run past your farm.
That's lovely. Has she got an ETA when she thinks she'll be down on the border?
She's hoping for sometime next week.
Oh, wow.
If her legs hold out and the weather cooperates and everything works well. She's had a lot of corporate support, and, of course, locals just stopping by. I've been party to see some of that, just somebody happening by and donates money to the cause and wants to get a picture with her. So she's doing so well.
Find out more at everystepisgood.ca. And has she got a bit of an entourage traveling with her so people will know what's going on?
At times. Yeah. At times she's alone. The last I saw her, she was running in a rainstorm down the road all by herself, no chase vehicle. They were scrambling to keep up to her.
Oh, that's awesome.
But she has had a lot of people pacing her, cycling beside her, families cooperating, people even bringing out baked goods and honey and different things. So it's catching a real wave in the province.
Megan's running across Saskatchewan north to south. And again, it's everystepisgood.ca. Good on Megan for doing that. And Kurt, thanks for bringing that story to our attention.
Thank you, Brent.
You bet. Have a good day. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs. We're going to get as many calls and comments on. Let's see. We got a few here. This is Brent, not me, another Brent. Would like to send a hug to my son-in-law, Dylan Adland, for being the great father he is to my granddaughter. Thank you for that, Brent. That's the thing, isn't it? You know, as you get older and you see your sons or your son-in-law, that sort of thing, and how they are as parents and as fathers. Yeah. Oh, by the way, okay, I better do a shout out right now while I can to my 12-year-old granddaughter, Pepper Jackson, and her great father, Alan Jackson. The two of them got into rodeo a few years ago. Well, today they are on the road to Oklahoma, where my 12-year-old is going to be taking part in three events at the National Junior High Rodeo event. And thanks to technology, we'll be able to watch her, I think on Monday is her first event. So there's my hug for the day. Ari is patiently hanging on here. Ari, what's on your mind today, bug or hug?
Good morning, Brent. It's a bit of a bug. And it's with people who are consistently calling in and saying we need to have a referendum on a particular issue. You can have a referendum. You just have to get 5% of the people to sign a document to say we want to put this question on the ballot. The problem is that nobody wants to actually get engaged in municipal politics. Nobody wants to take the time to do it. And honestly, our history with referendums is not really good. Mm-hmm. It's why Southtel Center is out where it is. It's why the casino's not downtown. I mean, we've made bad decisions as a citizenry when it comes to referendum. I'm not a fan of it. I don't believe it's the right way to make a decision because it's too complex an issue to make an informed choice. But for everybody who's screaming and caterwauling, we don't get an input, start a petition, go sit in the mall, no, go door to door, get your friends, family, put a web page out. But for gosh sakes, quit talking about it and do something about it.
Thank you, Ari. 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. We'll get to Bob here in Saskatoon. Good morning, Bob. You got a hug?
Yeah, I do have a hug for all the veterans and people. I was listening to your interview with the corporal. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was in World War One. My dad was World War Two. My brother was in the RCMP, and my son did two tours in Afghanistan.
Wow.
And the only thing that he said was about, I think he mentioned something about Canadian citizens should only be in the Army. Mm-hmm. Well, my dad was born in Europe and came over to Canada and when he was 6 months old, and he served in the Canadian Army in World War II. He was actually a German citizen born in Russia.
Oh, goodness.
And so good thing he didn't. Nobody found out about that back in the day because he would have been shot for treason.
But, oh, gosh.
And my grandfather was born in Wales, so I'm not sure if he became a Canadian citizen or not. So I think everybody, if your heart's in the right place, and I understand where he's coming from with all the turmoil in the world today, but our veterans do good. I do have a little bit of a bug the way the federal government treats our veterans. I know from firsthand experience with some of the stuff going on, and it's and especially that one where that guy has PTSD and he's denied his moving expenses to Vancouver because he didn't fill in the form in time.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
And the government can change that. So
absolutely.
But generally speaking, happy Father's Day to all the fathers on earth and in heaven.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for the call, and a good Father's Day for yourself. We'll get a few more calls in. Hang on, Larry. Hang on, Brian. And we've also got a few texts to read. We'll get it all in before 11 o'clock. This is the Evan Bray Show on CKOM and CJME.
Best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka. Oh,
yeah. Still got a few minutes to go with our Bugs and Hugs. 1-877-332-8255. Up to Prince Albert. Morning, Brian. What are you sending out, a hug or a bug?
I'm saying on a hug, Brent.
All right, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, yesterday I attended the 25th anniversary of Booms, which is an intergenerational child care center that's actually located in Mount St. Joseph Home, which is a special care home here in the city.
Okay.
I can't even begin to describe the interaction that happens between the elders that live in the home and the children who are there every day to learn and also to interact with the elders. And I've never ever been able to figure out who is the winner here. Is it the elders who live there or is it the children who are now, I met some of the kids who were there when they were young, who are now physiotherapists and policemen and all those kinds of things. And it just makes me, it makes me proud. It also poses the question, why is there not more child care centers located in our special care homes in this province?
What a wonderful idea.
They're miracle workers.
And what's the name of the center again?
It's the intergenerational care center is called Blooms.
Right.
It's owned by a local community board of directors, and it's managed by Samantha, who, like, she's inspirational. She has a great staff, and what they do is beyond description. You have to see it.
That's awesome. What a great story. Thanks for sharing that with us, Brian. You have a good weekend. 1-877-332-8255. We got a text in. Stacy from Carndiff down in the southeast wants to give a big hug to Dad, who passed away 2.5 years ago. Stacy says Dad was a man who had integrity, endless patience, and optimism. He coached the Estevan Bruins, impacted many young men's lives many ways for many years. More importantly, he taught myself and our two brothers how to live with character, kindness, and unconditional love. Happy Father's Day up there, Dad, and we'll continue to celebrate you. Nice message from Stacy in Carndiff at 1-877-332-8255. Larry is hanging on in Saskatoon. Larry, what do you got, a bug or a hug?
A bug.
Okay.
This idea of the city council in Saskatoon turning over jurisdiction to a reserve for downtown area, bringing in a casino with federal money, that's just the federal influence of Mark Carney and Justin Trudeau coming into the city of Saskatoon. Gambling is a vice, and the reason for that is sort of like drugs and alcohol. When times are tough, people overdo that, and they go to that as their release and their hope. So we've got a recession, not technical, a real recession. The inflation that's been caused by government spending, pandemic, etc. We've got out of control pricing for fuel. We've got out of control pricing for food. We've got some families who are really hurting and some individuals. And they're just going to go and gamble, hoping that something's going to turn around in their life.
Larry, I appreciate the call, but again, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. There's only speculation from some of our listeners that this is somehow going to lead to a casino project. There is nowhere, anywhere, any talk that we're aware of yet that Muskeg Lake First Nation wants this as the people that would operate this center. This is all just so preliminary, and in my mind, people are just getting way ahead of themselves on this. It'll go to City Council for initial approval for discussions to move ahead. So let's keep that in mind. Bonnie, you've been so patient hanging on the line here. Hi, Bonnie. What have you got for us?
Hi, good morning. Well, happy Father's Day to my son-in-law and all the fathers out there, especially the farmers. They're doing such a great job. Also a big happy Father's Day to Pierre Polyev yesterday. Parliament wrapped up. They're on their vacation now till September 21st. The House of Commons leader wished him a restful summer, and he said, no, we do not plan a restful summer. We plan all summer long to fight against the Liberal recession. Canadian people deserve accountability and results, he said. And I have a bug for Carney, because Carney, he spends less than 30% of his time in Parliament, and he will not admit that Canada is in a recession, and he cannot fix a problem that he can't admit exists.
Bonnie, thank you so much for the call. Have a good weekend. Bonnie in Wadena, as we're into the just final few minutes here of our bugs and hugs. I've got a few more down here. Oh my gosh. I can't use that one for Bobby. I was going to start reading and I thought, no, better not. Good morning. I just love to give a big hug to everyone. Life's too short to hold negative feelings. Well said, Lisa from Herbert, Saskatchewan at 1-877-332-8255. What are we saying here? No, I don't want to use that. Okay, am I going to read this one? Yes, I will. All right, you know, we had the concerns about, you know, dog walkers not picking up their dog poop, or if they're picking it up, they leave the bag open and put it in somebody's recycling bin. Okay, along that line, this is from Wyatt in Saskatoon. What fries my butt is why some people feel it necessary to blow their nose on the sidewalk. Okay, I get it. Yeah, sidewalks getting up to their house. Okay. Would they do that in their own driveway? I don't know. Wyatt, if that's your greatest concern today, Wyatt, then I think life's pretty good for you at 1-877-332-8255. Marianne says huge hugs for our veterans. 1-877-332-8255. We've still got lots to go, being Friday morning, getting through our bugs and hugs. We've got Belton Johnson standing by. We're going to talk food. We're going to talk riders and always have some fun. It's Eatin' Time with Belton Johnson after the news here. We're going to talk to you about our Safe Beaches, Healthy Beaches program. We've got the medical health officer for our province, Dr. Saqib Shahab, on the way. And, of course, our final segment of the day, prior to a Rider game, it's your green and white prognostications coming up from 12 to 12:30. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show. Brent Lauk's here today. I'm here Monday as well on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.